This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As President Joe Biden departed the White House for Camp David, he said that the debt limit negotiations are close.
The negotiation going on, hopeful we'll know by tonight whether we are going to be able to have a deal.
Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen pushed a deadline for potentially catastrophic default back to June 5th. Authorities say Russia's southern Belgorod region that borders Ukraine came under attack from Ukrainian artillery fire hours after two drones struck a Russian city in a region next to the Crimea Peninsula. Meanwhile, according to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova, Russia launched an attack on Ukraine.
So hit a hospital in Dnipro, as well as a veterinary hospital, which was located just next to the main building of the hospital. For the moment, we know about at least 30 people injured. Some of them are in serious condition. Two people were confirmed killed.
Saudi Arabia and the United States said Friday that the warring sides in Sudan's conflict are adhering better to a new week-long ceasefire following days of sporadic fighting. The truce brokered by Riyadh and Washington went into effect Monday, but fighting continued in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum and the western Darfur region. Particularly intense clashes flared up on Wednesday. The conflict in Sudan erupted in mid-April after months of escalating tensions between the military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the Rapid Support Forces, a powerful paramilitary commander, and commanded by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. This is VOA News. Chinese Minister of Commerce Wang Wentao was in the United States this week meeting with U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai after U.S. President Joe Biden signaled a thaw in bilateral relations strained by trade and security issues and the takedown by a U.S. fighter jet of a Chinese espionage balloon over American territory in February.
A clear signal from President Joe Biden on U.S.-China relations.
This silly balloon that was carrying two freight cars worth of spying equipment was flying over the United States, and it got shot down, and everything changed in terms of talking to one another. I think you're going to see that begin to thaw very shortly.
What Biden called silly was the Chinese espionage balloon that flew over American territory in February, an incident that caused bipartisan uproar and led to the cancellation of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's scheduled visit to Beijing. But in a meeting with Chinese foreign policy official Wang Yi in Vienna earlier this month, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is looking to move beyond the incident.
VOA's Patsy Wodakaswara. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has stripped one of the nation's largest pharmaceutical distributors of its license to sell highly addictive painkillers. VOA's Marissa Melton with more.
The DEA issued a revocation order against Morris & Dixon Company after determining the company had failed to flag thousands of suspicious high-volume orders at the height of the opioid crisis. The order could put the Louisiana-based company out of business. It was issued 2 days after an Associated Press investigation found the DEA allowed the company to keep shipping drugs for nearly 4 years after a judge recommended the harshest punishment for its disregard of rules aimed at preventing opioid abuse. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Memorial Day means millions of Americans are on the move. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
AAA Auto Club says this holiday weekend could be one for the record books. More than 42 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. It's not just motorists who are going places. Federal officials say the number of air travelers already has hit a pandemic-era high. I'm Mike Hempen.
Cameroon's government says that more than 30 women abducted by separatist rebels for protesting illegal taxes imposed on them were released. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.